Common is one of the most influential voices in hip-hop, his crowning moment an Oscar for the song Glory, co-written with John Legend for the film Selma.
Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up.
Common began life as Lonnie Rashid Lynn, telling stories from his native South Chicago. Here's The Corner from the album B.
Now I roll in the O's with windows in your roll. Down the roads with cars get broken and stole. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. On the corners.
He's the son of former ABA player and youth counselor Lonnie Lynn and educator Dr. Mahalia Ann Hines, and he's now out supporting a scholarship program funded by Allstate for students at historically black colleges. Common himself attended Florida A&M, and as you'll hear, he's a big booster of the mentoring that black men can give each other. We spoke recently, and a note to listeners, our conversation includes a song lyric some might find offensive, but we began with, hello.
Peace, how are you?
I'm just fine. And I'm thinking, with that pedigree, your mom an educator, your dad a youth counselor, I'm not surprised you're backing kids. But what else is your thinking here with this scholarship program?
Well, my thinking is growing up, my friends that I grew up around, some of them didn't have what I had. I had a mother who was very loving and an educator who made sure I did well in school and worked hard so that I could go to school. Well, unfortunately, some of my friends didn't have a father or a mother that were there for several reasons. And I always looked at that and said, man, I want to help people who don't have. Because these are people that I saw that were good people that I cared about. And they just didn't have some of the, you know, just the natural blessings that human beings deserve.
Well, you know, I'm also thinking, you know a bit about how passions can become inflamed. I've been thinking about some of the feuds you had when you were younger with West Coast rappers. You know, when you were first starting out, they thought you were calling them out on the direction of hip hop. You and they sat down with Louis Farrakhan to resolve that. And then there was the back and forth with Drake, the Canadian singer-rapper, about singing and rapping. I don't even care, you know, what it was about. But then on your album One Day, you put in this verse, you know the one, when I was a child, I talked like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. And I'm wondering if maybe you're seeing yourself as something of almost an elder statesman now, you know, maybe someone who's assuming more of a responsibility with young people.
Well, it's funny, you know, I read that Bible verse just today. That's Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I feel like my experiences and my opportunities are the things that I want to bring to our youth and like say, hey, y'all, like I've been able to achieve some of these things and I'm still like striving to grow and do even greater things. But I want you all to know that you have the opportunity to achieve this and more. And though, you know, I feel like I'm still a child in certain manners, you know, like as far as just growing and learning more about art and music and life and culture, I still have some ways that are childish. Though, you know, I take on the responsibility of a leader and a man in life, I still know there's room to grow.
Yeah. Well, you told Ebony Magazine your upcoming EP is called Little Chicago Boy, and you debuted a song called Home a few weeks ago on another radio show.
Well, look, Rob, I got to tell you, since that Ebony interview, things have grown. It's an album now, and it's called A Bigger Picture Called Free. That's the name of the album project, and it's a social political piece of art, and it's just so many things, topics, and issues that I'm talking about in this music, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, tell us what you want to say, because here's a little bit of the song Home.
Inside the darkness till they lights is on, I'ma put a hyphen on your name. Rapper, actor, activist, you the one that can reach into the black abyss. Stars this
So there's the lyrics, you the one that can reach into the black abyss. What do you mean by that?
Okay, let me say some of the lyrics to Home. So they can, I say, I heard the sound of the trumpets, a voice from the throne. Seen the 24 elders and I knew I was home. I was told to write a song for the people. Take the original Hebrews on an exodus, a black excellence. Tell them to invest in us and make testaments about each other on how we sisters and brothers. Cover the land and corners with poems of stone. Go hard with it. Let them know you God with it, even though I authored it. Let no one margin it and make it all about paper and first week sales. Though this is from heaven, give them verses from hell. Those that fell off the path, bring them back to the math. Your staff will be your microphone. Your name is Common. You was born to fight the norm. Take house niggas out of darkness till they lights is on. I'ma put a hyphen on your name. Rapper, actor, activist. You the one that can reach into the black abyss. Stars this asterisk, showing what a classic is. Freedom riders need passengers. In your lyrics, use scriptures and passages to make them rise like Lazarus and resurrect it again. They'll put disrespect on your name and respect it again for every section you in. Bless them and keep bussing. If they don't like it, shake the dust and say uckum. Until you come home, I'm the one you trust in. So that's the first verse to home. What I'm saying in that is, it's like God telling me what my purpose is. And when I say I'm the one that can reach into the black abyss, I'm just saying God is telling me you're the one that can do some of these things, reach into the deepness of black culture and express it and inspire and touch. I'm not the only one, but it's just saying I'm one of the ones who can reach into the black abyss.
Well, and there's quite an abyss right now. Some would say you're from Chicago. I don't have to tell you about the murder rate there. We've been witnessing a consciousness about use of force against African Americans. Every report coming out saying that it's disproportional. But we also have a targeting of police. And I want to ask you about that because there's the 2000 song for Asata that celebrates Asata Shakur, godmother of Tupac, but also the woman who was found guilty years ago for killing a state trooper in New Jersey. She eventually escaped prison, fled to Cuba. She's on the FBI's most wanted list. In this song, you are sympathetic to her. I'm going to bring you back after, but let's listen to a little. She could tell by the light. Handcuffed tight to the bed, through her skin they bit. With guns to her head, every word she got hit. We shot the trooper, they asked her. Put the mace in her eyes, threatened to blast her. Her mind raced till things got still. Opened her eyes, realized she's next to her best friend who got killed. She got and Common, as you well know, you were invited to the Obama White House. Police were in an uproar. John Stewart even debated Bill O'Reilly about whether or not you were encouraging cop killing by supporting Asata Shakur, a convicted cop killer. So be clear now. Were you sympathetic to the shooting or to her claim of innocence?
I was sympathetic to her claim of innocence. I will never, condone or support the killing of any human beings. No police officers. No black people, no white people, no Asian. That's not what I'm about. I'm not about that. I'm about bringing love and life. And I wrote that song because when I read her autobiography, I believed that she was innocent. I believed her. And let's face it, it's people that we know in our judicial system that have been innocent, that have been accused of crimes that they didn't commit. And though she was a Black Panther, that didn't necessarily make her a murderer. You know?
Well, Common, you've said now that now with new music and your role now, you think it's your job, other people's jobs to reach into the black abyss to help the African-American community. How do you do that? And are there lyrics that you're hearing from others? We just heard Miguel, one of his lyrics, "I'm tired of human lives turned into hashtags." How do you hope to do this thing that you feel is your job to do?
Well, I think art is definitely something that helps change the perspective and inspire people to movements. I think the movement right now is about black people being acknowledged, being respected and valued in this country. And with the music, I think it's really just to raise the consciousness of people and say, hey, we are people here, like, that are created from the same God that you created from, that love like you love and want to enjoy our children and want to laugh and we cry like we're human beings. I know we've been depicted in media as other things, but don't forget it, we are human beings.
Does that mean also, Common, taking some of the gratuitous violence and misogyny out of hip-hop, maybe expressing everything you just said more in hip-hop, the joy and the beauty?
I think the joy and the beauty is very necessary in hip-hop also, but I would be like going against what art and music and even, the First Amendment is for me to say that we shouldn't express ourselves. People shouldn't be able to speak and say what they would like. But I do believe in hip-hop culture, it would be great to have a balance because hip hop culture is balanced. It is, it's love and it's freedom and it's peace, but it's also some pain and it's some struggle and it's also fun and parties. You know, it's so many aspects. I think it's more about the balance than it is just taking out. You just don't want to remove people's voices and say, well, you shouldn't rap about these things if that's their way of expressing it and getting it out. Because a lot of people are going through things that we may not be able to relate to, or, you know, some people in society can't relate to, but it's still important that their voices be heard.
That's Common, Chicago's rapper, actor, activist. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. It's been great to talk to you, and I'm going to come back to you with more music soon, too.
We're going to hold him to that. And we'll link you to the Historically Black College Scholarship Program that Common is now backing at hereandnow.org.
Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop and we ran up.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day when the war